Syria's war has killed more than 90,000 and likely wounded many more. Arif Rifai is a Syrian-American ophthalmologist based in Pensacola, Florida, and he's one of a handful of Western doctors who've managed to work inside Syria with some regularity. A few weeks ago, he performed more than a dozen surgeries in two northern Syrian towns, often removing shrapnel from patients' eyes. For security reasons, he can't name the towns he worked in. Dr. Rifai says the problems in Syria sometimes seem overwhelming.
It is a catastrophe. No matter how much help, it just appears to be meager with the escalation of violence.
How did you even negotiate to cross the border into Syria?
You have to have the connections with the physicians that you will be working with. I'm originally from Syria, and I know some of those people, and you have to put your trust in them. You're actually trusting them with your security and safety, and they do take good care of us.
So you're sort of slipping in. It's not like you're formally crossing into Syria at a border and saying, I'm here to help people.
Both of those two border crossings have been taken over by the opposition. So there is no border control for the Syrian government. You're basically just exiting Turkey and then going into Syria, but there are no official organizations. It's just basically checkpoints by Free Syrian Army brigades on those roads.
So you're performing kind of delicate surgeries. Do you have all the equipment you need, or does it feel like you're in a war zone?
One hospital was able to procure some of those equipments needed for surgery by negotiating with the Free Syrian Army that has taken possession of an eye hospital inside Aleppo. And they put all the equipment in their storage. The physicians went to the Free Syrian Army and negotiated to get those equipment out and told them that they will set up a hospital. And the Free Syrian Army allowed that.
And are you treating combatants as well as civilians?
Good questions. The patient mix over there included few combatants, yes. It's mostly civilians that have been injured. I actually did not ask a specific question, were you a combatant? How did you get this injury? But I would have assumed some of them were probably combatants, especially the ones that had shrapnels inside their eyes. I did not want to ask too many details. But those hospitals, from my understanding, also was providing care to all of the Syrians. So they did mention to me that on many occasions, they did have people that were loyal to the government. They did even have soldiers from the regular Syrian army, and they took care of them without any problems.
Dr. Rifai, is there a particular image that will stick with you from this last trip you made there?
Yes, the look that some of those patients gave me, that they knew that I traveled thousands of miles away, and I'm not the only one who's doing that, that they do feel that they have not been abandoned, that they do feel that hopefully for the future, the Syrian expatriates will play a major role in rebuilding Syria. There is a vast group of talent and ingenuity of Syrians in the West, in the Gulf countries that have left Syria over the last 40 years because of the regime. And I think that all of those are ready to go back and help and pitch in and rebuild Syria. And that was expressed in their eyes of the civilians.
Arif Rifai is an ophthalmologist in Pensacola, Florida. He recently returned from Syria, where he's been providing medical care.